Recording. And we've got somebody waiting to come in, so Michael.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Michael, can you identify yourself, please? Michael, can you hear me? Can you unmute yourself and give us a last name, please? Or put it in the chat?
Those speakers on and the microphone on? No.
Oh, maybe that's the problem.
Can be one.
This one's not plugged in.
There's nothing plugged in. Well, here, let's go.
Yeah. Is it going to one of them or does it, where does this thing go? Maybe it goes in the back of this.
Yeah, because I get
Oh, maybe
two
it goes back.
here.
Okay.
Speaker should be on. The light's on.
Okay, try that
Okay.
again.
Michael, can you unmute and give us your last name, please?
This one's on. It's not.
They must be wired together, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Or is it just
showing.
one of them that lights up?
Probably. It does show they're on.
Does he have a phone number?
No, it just says Michael.
Oh.
Michael, if you don't give us your last name, we're going to have to take you out because we need your name for the minutes. Mary's coming in. Mary Bushy.
Ask her if she can hear you.
Mary, can you hear me? Mary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
We have a Michael on that I don't know who it is, and he has not.
Identified himself?
Pardon?
Michael? He hasn't identified himself?
No, and I've asked
Can
multiple times.
you unmute him?
No, I d
You should be able to unmute him.
I haven't been able to.
Huh. Well, you kick him out then.
I'd say kick him out and we'll go on
Yeah,
with
just
him.
kick him
He can
out.
try to
If he
get
won't
back on.
identify himself, you got to kick him
Yep,
out.
I'm removing him.
We had, that's funny, we had last meeting, there was someone like that that refused to identify themselves and they just left themselves. But, huh.
Okay. Well,
Hi,
I'll see.
everybody.
Hey, recording.
Okay, I'm muting myself again.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Hi, Carol.
Well,
Hi.
I'm going to call a meeting to order at 6:05. Okay, so first one is additions to the agenda.
Did you have an addition? Did you want to put that
Yes,
on?
I would like to bring up electricity at the North Beach.
Okay.
Okay. Mouse.
Second edition.
Could I add, just talk about the town or the highway budget? Just it'll take like 2 minutes. What's in the thing? It
We
shouldn't
can
take
do that.
very long. I just feel like I don't know if I if some errors got made or.
Electricity and the highway budget. The third edition is the transfer station facility improvement. Transfer station
That's
facility.
another one.
Yeah, so that's three.
I got a fourth one I'm supposed to bring up, but this one shouldn't be too long. It's Ramp Group working on the mooring on the lake.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I got nothing. You feel left out?
Nope. Okay. So what we need to do is make a motion on these one, two, three, four items.
I'll make notes on the four items we mentioned.
Second.
You put on the agenda.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, so we've done that. Okay, so it's basically introduction for the new select board member, Jason Patrick.
The track.
And Bill Perkins, that's for 2 year term, and Bill for a 3 year term. That was goes into the record, I guess. All set?
All set.
Okay. And the next one is a reminder for dog licenses are due on Wednesday, April 1st. We'll be open from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to accommodate our residents' documents needed. And of course, it goes into neutered or spayed verification certificate of sterilization signed by a licensed veterinarian, and a license certificate or a copy or certified copy signed by a licensed veterinarian. And that's just basically letting people know that, yeah. So the next one is we've got to go into a liquor control thing. So we need to make a motion for that.
I don't think we have to anymore. The way that read,
You sure?
the
Yeah, I
way,
mean,
yeah.
the way that read, I don't believe we have
Okay,
to.
if
Then
it's put on this way on the agenda.
if it's added on, I believe we have to, but if it's not,
Oh, I see.
we're
Okay. We can just go.
Okay. So, liquor control considerations of liquor permit application, select board acting in its capacity as a liquor, no, as local liquor commission. If approved, these would be three and four of the maximum number of four limited events permitted allowed for Ryan Cole. So this is basically what we're dealing with. Limited event permit request, Ryan Cole, to begin on June 17th at 10 a.m. and end June 20th at 10 p.m. Conditions on bar services only on June 20th from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. to be held at the Little Farm. The next one is limited event permit request, Ryan Cole, to begin to begin July 22nd at 10 a.m. and end on July 25th at 10 p.m. Conditions on the bar service only on July 25th from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. to be held at the Little Farm. So, yeah. So those are permits tonight. Yeah, so we have to approve those or talk about them or whatever.
And I think those are here for you, David.
Yeah. The ones that are signed right there. Okay.
Okay. I'll make a motion we approve both of those permits.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Right.
All right.
So this is the transportation permit, okay?
Yeah, that's an overload.
Although, yeah, we've already done that, so we need to just
Yeah.
make it. pile over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one. Are we all set with that?
Did you say all those in favor?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, do I? Well, we can
Yep.
do it again.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, new business. Liquor control considers, I don't know. Yeah, new business. Liquor control consideration of liquor
No, we
permit.
just
That's the
the
one
one we just did.
overweight permit. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I got to start checking. Did this.
Yeah, put the check marks on them.
Yeah, overweight permit. JB Hauling, LLC, and JP Seagard Incorporated. And approval needed. And that's this right here.
Here you go. Here it is, David.
Yeah.
May I make a motion that
Well,
we
it's this one here
should
too.
Yeah,
Approve
there's two of them.
the overweight permits, JBL Holland and JPC Todd.
One second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Today is 3/8, isn't it?
Nine.
Today is March
Green
9.
nine.
Nine. Nice. Not put that like, isn't it? Okay, the next one is Perkins Property Management Contract for both fiscal year 25 and 26. Approval needed. No, I gotta find that. Contract date. Which name? Yep, this is it right here.
Yes.
Okay, so I entertain a motion on that. Has everybody seen it? You want to look at it?
I haven't. That's a conflict of interest for you, isn't it?
That's why I'm not making a motion.
Why are we doing a contract for 25 when 25 is already done? That's my big question. And two, what's it for? Has it gone out of bed?
Cemetery ground maintenance.
Why doesn't that go out to bed though?
What does that look like?
Why doesn't
Mowing and so
I
on.
know that. Why
Well,
doesn't that go out to bed though?
pardon?
Why doesn't that go out to bed?
Every year?
Yeah, or you could do a 2 year or 3 year contract. You get a better price, maybe.
No, we've just sort of relied on John Perkins to continue maintaining the grounds at the cemetery year after year. That's fine. But if you can
Well,
insist on going out for 3 days, then we'll consider it.
I think it, might be worthwhile. You may.
It could be, but I do know Island Pond, Wheelock, Glover have all contacted him to do it because they can't find anybody. And because he digs the graves, and that's another thing, you can't find anybody to do that work that we've just gone along because it's easier than I don't want to go out there digging graves, and I'm
Well, I
sure.
know of two other guys that have asked me in the past couple of years who does the cemetery. And I'm like, John Perkins.
We
But.
can do it, but we've done it over the years. We have done it other times,
Yeah.
and either it doesn't work out when the people get
Right.
it, or the prices come in, so it's like, this is wasting our time to spend the time down there walking and telling them what needs to be done. So it, but we,
It's hard to find anybody to dig graves now, too. Okay.
yep, I realize that.
Yeah.
It's not every company does that.
No, they don't.
Yep.
But John does, if I'm willing to.
Well,
I've been working with him over the years, and I think he's reliable.
Yeah.
Good job. Keeps me informed, keeps people informed of what's
What
going on.
I don't see here is I'm trying to find the number. Huh?
I was gonna say what's the pricing
Yeah,
do?
but we didn't do that with Pete last week.
No, but
We just
I'm just
signed,
saying,
so you can't ask
no,
one.
what's a contract if there isn't something there for
That's what we asked last week with Pete doing with his
I know,
backhoe,
Bill.
and
I'm
you.
not trying to.
No, I'm not trying to
This
stick up for John. I'm trying to stick up. We gotta.
says Perkins Property Management also.
Okay.
If you're gonna say you're gonna do it for one, you gotta do it for, you can't just say.
Also, there's two different contracts.
Yeah, that's 25
Oh,
to
well.
26.
So first, what was the answer as to why we're signing one for 25 when 25 is over? And then we have the 26.
It was
He
not
probably didn't
signed in
get
25. That's why
he didn't get it turned in.
we didn't get it
No.
turned in. It wasn't signed in 25.
I know John had said they weren't paying him till he get that one turned in, and they were holding money.
Yeah, he was here the other day, so 25 and 26.
That's what
Oh, I see.
John
And he's what he's
Zimmer.
trying. Yeah, this is what I can understand it now a little bit. See, John would want to. He wants numbers.
Yes.
He wants numbers.
Well,
He wants
he wanted proof of insurance.
and
That's
proof of insurance.
the main thing he
Yeah.
wanted was.
Correct. So this one was for 2025.
Yeah, that's
The
what.
invoices, but we never had the contract signed. So the work's
Right.
already been completed.
Yep.
Yeah, I think because you've done it so long, nobody's looked at
Exactly.
it, Bill.
I
There's nothing
understand
to
that part as far
yeah.
as the sex, age of
unclear
sex.
about
Yeah.
John and his work. So sometimes there's delays, but they get done.
No, it was me, like on the mowing, that told them not to mow it. It wasn't.
Right.
Yeah, they were going to come another time earlier, and I said not until we get
Yeah.
rain. And
So yeah, go ahead, Isaiah, and take a look at that. I'm kind of like, I think it's too bad John ain't here, because see, he's the one that he could explain why.
He was in the milking house when I drove by.
He's what?
In the milking house when I drove by just now.
John Zimmer?
Oh, I thought you meant John Perkins. Too
No.
bad John Perkins isn't here.
No. See, John Zimmer's, I'm pretty sure John Zimmer's the one that wants this information.
Yeah.
And
Well, the town requires it
yeah,
for anybody that does work
yeah.
for the
It's
town.
not
You
just one person, not just
So
John.
I will make a motion that
Mm-hmm.
we sign the contract for fiscal year 2025 as the work has already been completed and he deserves to get paid for the work he's already done for 2025.
And I'd second that.
Okay. Now we got to deal with it.
All those in
All over
favor?
there.
Aye.
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 Now we deal with this one. So
And it looks like we all have to sign this one.
yeah.
Any
This one does not.
discussion before you sign?
Only as to the formal process for removing Peter's name and putting mine in. It
Still has Peter's name.
still has
Just
Peter's name, so.
scratch it out and put it
yeah,
in.
scratch
Yep.
it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is basically just a contract that, Alan Boyer, Pete, anybody, Joe Blair, I'm sure
Yeah,
everybody has to
it's
show
contract for
proof of
services, right?
insurance, and it doesn't count as a job that you have a job or anything. It's just saying if you do work for the town, you have insurance.
Okay. Go ahead, take that.
When just curious, I don't know how you've done it in the past when you've gone out to bid. Do you just put it in the paper?
Sign.
It's been quite a few years, but
Or
I think that's
if you
how.
decide to go out to bid, if I can get emailed a copy of the bid form, the way we used to do it at school is we'd send it out to a whole group of people that's what they specialize in. And I know there's several of them that do other towns, sextons, as well as lawn mowing, that also do work locally here. That's the only reason I'm throwing that out there, is trying to save a little bit of money. It's one of those things where you don't always know the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. I understand that hillside is sand. I understand that. But the beach stays green. The
But you
beach is
don't
all
always know
sand.
what you're going to get. And we do know what we get with John over the years. Just stating that fact too. Okay.
Yep.
So everybody signed 25 and then about 26.
Yeah, you
We'll have to
still have to sign
review by
25, right?
Yeah.
going to be reviewed by John Zimmer. Did you say holding
Well,
for John Zimmer?
he's the one that I'm pretty sure he wanted to have this done, and just like what Bill said, that Peter had we had to do one for Peter
Yeah.
what last year.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, even if we sign this, it means if you want to put it out for bids, you still do that.
Well, that specifically says for mowing, etc., from March 2026 through March 2027. So that is obligating us to use him for that year.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I guess,
Yeah.
yeah.
Did
So
perfect.
he
Yeah.
did he? I haven't
Yeah,
checked.
it says the services provided,
For 1 year.
says mowing, it lists up the lawn mowing, grounds maintenance, etc., and then it does say for certain
One
for
year.
a year.
Yes.
So
I don't know if you signed too, or are you not?
I haven't signed it yet, but
Okay.
so with that, I personally think if it hasn't gone out to bid for a while, it should. My concern with that is it's already March. And to go through that entire process for this year, I don't know how long that takes, being the new guy. I would,
Yeah, it's not that
not
long a
bad. And
process.
like we usually put our lawn, we put the lawn mowing out for the schools usually end of February, early March. That way we
But
get them back
the
for
main thing
maintenance.
is, it's not the selectman's
Yeah.
decision. It's the cemetery's decision. The selectmen, other than asking for proof of insurance, have nothing to do with the cemetery.
An independent commission.
There's a cemetery commissioner's
Then
that
why do
meet.
we sign the contract?
Because it's insurance for the town. That written part, no, that probably shouldn't have been in there. Because I don't know.
Well,
It's
we can
very
table
common.
this and we can do another one potentially
Yeah.
without that being in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
In the
Because the other thing
meantime,
I believe is, I believe with like Joey's or Alan's, it probably said for building or for excavation, but it
no,
didn't
let's
give
just
a.
table it. Yeah,
Okay,
that makes
okay,
sense. If it's
fine.
the cemetery commission who should be doing it, then it makes sense that we don't sign that. So I would say table it and get clear. Get that.
Clarification.
But we do have to sign for approval,
We have
don't
to
you guys,
sign for
also?
proof of insurance
Yeah.
as
Yeah.
selecting,
Right.
but
Well, but
not.
that includes the contract that we shouldn't be signing for,
Yeah,
based on
the
what you just said.
contract is entered into on this, and this is it states it right out. At the contract, once we sign that, it's all done. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If he.
No. It's right there. It's clear as can be. And we need kind of just a
Well,
quick.
no, it really doesn't. It doesn't say mowing. It doesn't say.
It
Oh,
does. It
okay.
does
Yeah,
at the
if you read
top.
the top, lawn
Oh,
mowing,
yeah. Oh,
trimming,
everything.
general groundwork for various town-owned properties. It doesn't say the cemetery. So
Yeah.
he used to mow the beach and. I don't know who mows out here now. You
I
guys
see.
do. You mow the beach. Unless he wants to. Yeah. Yeah. No, we can just get that.
We'll just
Sorry.
table it till the next meeting, get some clarification and go from there.
Take a
Yeah.
look at it.
Yeah. So this one is done. So
You
we made a
need it.
motion on this
Yep.
and we've gone through
Yes.
it.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
You need a
Yeah. It still
motion
doesn't
to
make any
table.
sense. We didn't make Pete fill out anything on that, and then we just said Yeah, sign it, give him $1,700 and
1750.
1750. And there wasn't even a question, wasn't even, he didn't, hadn't even filled that out before he did the work. And so it's just, we
Yeah,
gotta
that
keep
was on this staff
everybody
for sure.
on the same page if we're
Yeah.
gonna do it.
Okay, so this we put right here.
Diane Leader is joining.
Are her and
Yeah,
Mary
we'll.
the only two?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all set.
Yep.
Okay. So, Westmore Town Forest Management Plan, Long Pond Road. Approval needed for the full 5-member select board. Request from Forester Jared Nunnery.
Do we have anything there? You got in the plan?
We approved this at a
We
previous
did.
meeting,
You
but there was
did.
only three of us there,
Not
and they
three of us,
want
but
all
you
five
did.
of us.
Right.
Just Jared asked
Yeah.
for all five of us to sign it before. I don't know if you're up to speed on.
Elaine forwarded me the plan,
Okay.
so I did get a chance to read it.
Okay.
Yeah. And there was nothing in there that
Jumped at
no
you.
jumped out at me with my limited knowledge.
So what do we need? Just
It does, yeah, it
a
doesn't
verbal
say anything
okay.
about, yeah,
One verbal
we need
okay.
a written, we have to sign a written.
I don't see anything. Is that it? No. No.
I'm trying to find it.
Mm-mm.
What? It'll be a lot bigger than
Yeah,
that
it's this one here.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the reason he wants all the whole board?
I don't know.
That's my question.
Yeah.
Why does he have to have the whole board?
Who knows?
I mean, it's like 3 members out of a 5-member, and if you all voted on it, and it was no, it's that's it. And those are the ones that basically, I'm just.
Yeah, we had a quorum. It should have been okay the way it is,
So
but
who's,
Derek Nunnery, he's the state
yeah,
forester.
but he's
So
asking for
yeah,
all
planning
five.
person. Right.
Yeah, I don't know what he would say if some person says, no, I don't want to sign it, and four did.
Right.
Is that going to make it?
Well, see, I've had forestry plans done. So of course, I'm only one, or my wife and I were only, that's it. I mean, but we both had to sign it.
Yeah.
But, and it's kind of like when you do one, it's kind of like a history of what he sees and plus what needs to be done and what can be done and what the potential is. Now, personally, I haven't really examined it close.
Do you want to look at it? We can
You
table it
know, we
and
can table it, but I feel like the way things, you wouldn't think I'd be that busy, would you? Retired, and yeah.
mean, basically just told what there was for land and
Well, the uses too. The uses, which is
Well,
fine.
he didn't really give us an option of logging or sugaring or
He
he
didn't.
didn't get into that, did he?
I don't remember that. There was nothing specific,
You're
no, I
right.
mean, about turning it over to sugaring, which was the
He had said
primary
if you
impetus
were
for why the town plan was originated.
right. I know he basically at that meeting he had across the road, he said if you're going to sugar it, you'd be better off doing some forestry logging
selective
or
cutting
yeah.
before you start
Did he
sugaring.
I guess I need to does he get into that at all? I mean,
Not in the
not in
plan,
the plan,
no.
see, when they did mine, I had to have a forester, which was not like this town is getting the state forester, but I had a forester, and when he got all done, he hired he did this thing, and then when he got done, the forester says, "Well, you ain't hiring a guy to cut." So I didn't have any choice who cuts, because they wanted somebody. What we were doing was selective cutting, so. In this sense, if you go into a maple orchard, or if you're trying to establish a maple orchard, if you just let anybody in it, what he was concerned about, my forester, was that he would make one root through it, and he wasn't going to scar all the trees up around the bottom. and go twist, once the back comes off, Bill, that. I mean,
Once you damage the bottom, it doesn't kill them unless you all or
it sounded like when he first went and when he first started talking to me about it, I said, huh? Well, it really makes sense because when he got done, I went up and there was maybe two or three trees in that place had a scab on the bottom. And the people he hired was out of Canada. So that's my knowledge of forestry. So if you do this and you're going to do something with it, you need to have it written in your plan that this is important. And I think he probably could probably say, if he was sitting there, he would probably say, yes, that's my intent. But is it written in it?
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, we haven't got to the, this is just okaying him to do a plan for our next step of are we gonna cut it, or are we gonna leave it, or this is just it's this isn't a cutting plan
No,
and
but this
it's
is.
just hiring him as the contract, the forester, to come up with a plan.
That's what you see in the thing.
That's the way I read it.
Did you read it?
I went through it as quickly as I could to try to get a little bit of knowledge of it, but I didn't go through it deep
Maybe,
enough to
yeah.
get.
Do we want to? Is it right there, Bill? Looks like
It's
anyway.
basically, tells about what there is for land there, what's arbitrary,
Oh yeah, the type of soils
the
and everything.
soils and
Yeah.
everything. It's really, if we want him to keep moving forward on coming up with a plan, he'll have to come back to us if we want
I just
selective
don't want to get
cut.
locked into having something where, we
Or maybe.
to me, if you're going to do a four. If you're going to do forestry or that kind of stuff or get into that, you want to protect as much you can of it. Sometimes they'll say, well, to you, in one particular case, in my instance, he went in and he did borings and the tree's not growing. So you heavily cut that because there's no sense in keeping something that's not making any headway. So they did a certain section there that they just went in probably 7 or 8 acres. They just took everything except for the beech. The beech trees you don't touch.
You might as well, because most of them get that disease fungus and they died off in the last couple of
Yeah,
years.
I haven't been in the woods much, but
Man, why not all do that home?
you know why though? Beech trees, nuts,
Yeah.
pumas.
That's what you try to leave them
The
for, the
bears.
bears, but and the turkeys, but a lot mine all died off on my land over the last few years.
Can I ask you, how was it handled during recent cutting that was opposite your house? You're in an agricultural preservation plan, forest plan.
Me?
Did you your property? Did you
I
have
don't own that.
where you
That's
cut?
Adam now or the
Yeah,
state
yeah.
or
Oh, that's right. You dissolved. Okay, right.
I don't want to
I
get into
just
that.
there was a plan though overall, wasn't there?
Yeah.
With specific, not specific, but general uses,
When
and
you
then
in
if you
the
stepped into anything
when you put your
specific, then you
farm
had to get.
yeah, there was I you had to update your plan every 10 years.
Yeah.
Every 10 years you had to update it.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly cheap. It's not like what the town's getting there. I
Okay. Me and
was looking
Smith
for a
has
phone.
joined. So.
I was looking for a phone number. I did just call him up and ask him what. But this,
Well, we
I
can
mean,
have
but
him.
I don't
Yeah.
really don't think that. I mean, we can
Okay.
ask either Ethan or.
We'll have him come down. Come in and just kind of. Let me go down through this.
I think it's basically the same plan we had Northwoods do 10 years ago, just updated. And it's not saying you're giving me permission to hire a logger to come in and cut it. It's
Yeah, forest health. So management considerations, recreation use, forest inventory, and stand delineation. Now, that works. How they do that, it's kind of incredible. They can go in and tell you exactly what you have in there for timber. They have a way of, he had a thing, this forester had some kind of little small, really looked like spider web, And he'd go through the woods and it would leave it. And he knew right where he'd been. I don't, in other words, it was like he, gridded it.
Yeah, they got number of trees per acre.
Yeah. So that's what they can do is they can tell you just exactly what you have there for.
All right. When they put it, the big jobs estate out to bid, they give you a bid sheet. Says it might be 2,000 cords of firewood, so many board feet of logs. You know just what is there when you go to cut it.
So we have forest inventory here.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
inventory, but.
Well, if he's done inventory, it should be stated in this thing where he's done some of this. I mean, yeah.
Maybe we table it to the next meeting so there's
Yeah.
time to go through it deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask him if he can come in. If he can't, at least if he can
Yeah, why don't we just
send
leave it
a.
table it? Because
Where
then
did
that
I put
way I'll
my
make
tape,
sure
Ethan?
I. Yeah,
He's
but.
right here to
Well,
get in touch with him, to get in touch with him, and yeah.
You can do that and get hold of the forester too.
Yeah.
But I guess my question was why all everybody had to be on it. But
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't
so we
fit.
got to table
Okay.
that.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. I got it. It goes here, over here. Okay, so. Okay, so assessment of Orleans County tax for year information only. So we've got that somewhere here.
Yeah, you have
Yeah,
each a copy, I think.
right here it is.
Got it.
Yeah.
Good.
So for information, you don't have any choice. This is it.
Yep.
You're gonna pay it.
Yeah.
For the year.
Yeah, it's not a
Take a go and find the annual
you
fee.
swallow it. Yeah.
You see it,
Yeah.
Jason?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like you can appeal it to them. It's like,
All set?
yeah, so do we need a motion to
Information only, but
It's not
information
information.
only. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you can't.
We don't need to okay spending that.
Yeah,
I don't have a choice.
you could, I suppose, but it's true. I mean, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Stormwater municipal road permit fee and request of the town of Westmore to pay $500 fee per ACH as requested by ANI. And that's standard, that's right here.
What is the ACH stand for?
Mitigation, we'll
I
see.
think that's the type of payment, like
It's
bank
yeah,
payment.
it's
Yeah,
a
it's a bank, it's
direct
a
bank
direct
to bank.
bank-to-bank payment.
Electronic bank.
Electronic
For
version,
ACH,
yeah.
yeah, I'll make check. Yeah, you go ahead. There. I think we last year we had to do it. Same thing.
Last about 4 or 5 years, 4 years, 4 or 5 years, I think.
Oh,
Another way the state gets tax
Oh,
money out
the new one. The new one I heard. Did you
of
hear about the one where they're gonna come in with a fee for people that get things through the mail or like Walmart, and you get box
deliveries.
delivery. Did you hear about that?
No,
Well,
it's
that's
already started because the post office, it's almost $1 a bird to ship chicks through now, plus their fee.
because they have to be inspected somewhere on the way.
Some another way for them to make more money.
Yeah.
Okay, so then offset on
Yeah.
that. Okay, the next one is wages for new lister Amanda Smith.
Did you need a motion
Okay.
on that chat, David?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve the $500 pay electronically for the Stormwater Municipal Roads Permit fee.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so now we're all set. Now I gotta slow down.
I don't know if we have to approve that one, the wages. I guess we do. Or is it just evident?
We have to.
Yeah, we should approve. That should go in the minutes
Okay.
that we've done that. That authorizes
Yeah.
Lane to cut the check for it.
Right.
Okay, wages for the new lister, Amanda Smith.
Hi, this is Mary.
Mirrors.
Yeah, we hear you.
So I'd like to introduce you to the new lister, Amanda Smith. Amanda's on. Can you unmute yourself, Amanda?
Hi, I'm sorry if the background's a little loud. I've got kids here. Nice
So
to meet all of you.
this is the select board, and they don't do visual, so you can't see them. So you have to attend a meeting to see them, or be in the office when they stop by, and we can introduce you then. But I just wanted to make sure that she said hi, and to welcome her.
Yeah.
So that's done.
Okay.
And did you guys? Elaine said she put a sheet. If I didn't know if you wanted an explanation, but as far as the lister budget goes, John only worked a minimal amount of hours. And so Amanda will be working more because she needs to get up to speed, and there's a training that she is required to do of 40 hours. And so I just made a spreadsheet explaining. So I moved Susan into the lister number two position and gave her John's wage. But he hadn't taken a raise in 2 years. So I just gave her the wage that he would have received if he had gotten a raise like we all did, an annual raise of two, like it's 2 or 3%, it's variable per year. And I gave Amanda Susan's wage being a new lister. And then I just made a spreadsheet of what the budget was and what the increases would mean. And I subtracted the balance of the budget for their wages that is already in the budget. And if you see the figure here, there, I think it so it increases the budget, what, 3,000? Oh, I'm not looking on at the sheet. Are you seeing it? Did you guys get that? And
Yeah, we've got it in
yeah,
front of
she
us.
gave us all a copy.
yeah, $3,465.95. My guess is that it won't be that much of an increase because I don't think we'll be putting as much money into the mapping as we anticipated, as we budgeted for. And but I have to ask, so I'm asking for an increase of budget of for the listers of $3,465.95. And also to add to that, she will be doing more work, which is really needed, especially with the impending appraisal coming up. So, any questions?
During budget season,
Huh?
or was that number during budget season?
Well, that's my question.
I didn't re really, that was my question when I did it. Why didn't I think of that? But when we created the budget, we weren't thinking of John going anywhere. And then.
But the thing with it is the budget's already been set.
That's right.
Right.
And it's hard to move the budget once you've set it. In other words, if you're asking us to increase the budget is voted on by the people once
Right. Well, I can take it. I can do it without increasing the budget and take it out of another line item. I think when I discussed it with Elaine, and we thought because we were giving it that wage increase, that the the select board should vote on it, but that the wage increase is okay. And I can
Oh,
take it out.
we have to do that. That has
Yeah,
to be done.
right.
Oh,
But
yeah.
I'll take it out of another line item, and I'll stay within budget. I feel confident that I really can I can do that. No problem.
Okay. Okay with me.
Yeah, because the
If
way
it
that,
means I have to work less, then that is what I'll do.
well, it's just that once you set your budget and your town votes on the budget, which is this lid, we can't just jack the budget up. I mean,
Oh, I totally understand that.
well,
So,
that 2.8% was of the raise was added in from, if you look at the last page with the chart there,
well, she should have the money anyway.
that was added in there, right? The
Right, it was, but I'm if we Susan moves up to John's position, she would get she would be making more money because she's worked there longer. So,
Okay, so John would have
great.
made 1656, and we've got her
It's not 2570.
16,
I when I figured it out for just Susan, and it only made a difference of like $28. It was very, very minimal when I did it, just, not in a lump sum like I did. I just wanted to figure out how much. But I feel very confident that I can very easily fit this into that budget that we have now. And I, of course, everybody needs to make at least a living wage,
Yeah,
I don't
I'm
have
not, yeah, definitely not complaining about the listers paid because we paid both readers $20 an hour. Listers
Right.
should be up.
More
I don't
likely.
want to give more money away, but they should be as high as the boat readers. That's just
I
about
totally agree with you. So
it.
we'll do that.
Yeah, this
We'll
should
work
have
on
came
that
up
in the
during
next
in
budget.
December in the budget
Yep. We'll
talks.
work on that for the next budget for sure.
Okay, so what we need to do is make a motion for
This time.
the new lister.
And Susan, wage increasing, I think it's 45 cents an hour.
What I don't understand here is I'm looking at this and you got lister one, two, and three.
Right.
Everybody gets 2%. So Lister Two gets from 1610 to
Because
1610,
John, sorry.
they only have 80 hours.
That was John, and John didn't want to take a raise. He said, I don't want to take a raise. So I said, okay, we won't give you a raise.
Okay, so what you've done is you move Susan up to John's wage, which is 1610.
I moved him up her I moved her up to his wage. Had he taken a raise for the last 2 years?
Well, what did you move it up to?
It's right there. Wait, I got to look at
Would it
the
be the 1705 or the 1655?
Well, that's 1650 was the old
kind of,
one. So
yeah, even 1650, because we have to know this has to go in the record of the minutes.
Right.
See, like on John's, on the back page that we did the budgeting for, it shows 1656. And, it's only a penny. But
Right.
so Susan,
So
Susan,
the different
yeah,
programs,
round it different ways.
right. So Susan will be at 1705 and Amanda will be at 1655. It's over on the left.
Oh, I see. That's, yeah. Okay. Okay, those are the two figures we need. Even though we couldn't find
Well, they really, it was like they swapped orders. They were in one order at the top and then a
well,
different order and
there's not much to go with them.
yeah.
Okay. Okay, so do I. And somebody want to make a motion to
I'll make a motion to increase Susan Blackstone's wage to $17.05 an hour and set Amanda Smith's wage at $16.55 an hour.
Okay, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All set?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. Okay, so MVP. Well, are you all set, everybody?
Yep.
Can I just ask you about the town reappraisal? When you're going to do the when you're going to open the bids and make a selection? I don't care when you do it. I just
It's supposed to be next meeting.
okay.
I think that's what I understand. The 23rd, is it?
Yeah, I think that's what you said.
I thought I
Okay,
remember.
I just want to let the bidders know that that's when you're.
That's my understanding is what I'm doing. I think, unless I'm.
Yeah, if you haven't gotten a copy of any of that yet, we ought to get you copies.
No.
No. Okay.
That way you can at least have a chance to thumb through it a little bit.
Yeah.
And Eric,
All
I
right.
mean, kind of made
And if
the.
we have to, we can invite him back in. But we would like to get this done with Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just keep bringing it over and over and over.
Yep.
Okay.
Me too.
I know. Okay,
All right,
so
thank you.
okay, yeah, thank you. MVP health insurance contract update. And basically, Jeff Roberts to handle info only. And then the other one here is grant management policy review to prepare for final copy to be signed March 23rd. Okay, so here is that.
John managing the grant management policy.
Yeah, I think
Right.
Barlow looked it over and made quite a few substantial change. Short, he really shortened it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
He cut a lot of
Right.
stuff
Fluff out
out
of it.
of it.
I don't see it here though. So evidently it's just for information.
To be signed.
Those
Final copy.
signed.
Huh?
Final
But
copy,
next
March
meeting.
23rd.
Yeah.
23rd. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So it's next meeting anyway,
Yep.
but yeah, she
Yep.
did send us a
But you need to get a copy of that.
I got a copy of that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, with all the changes.
With
And
I got the one with all the changes in it. Good.
yeah.
I did not see the original, but
Yeah. Yeah, that was Barlow.
well, I'm gonna say it's not the red light copy, so
Yeah.
yeah.
It was Jim Barlow, the town lawyer, that
Okay.
made the changes. That's just so anyone that applies for a grant representing the town
It's on the
has
24th.
to go through
Be
the
done on
town
the
because we've had
23rd.
it where
How did they
people
know?
did apply for
Not
grants
now.
and
No,
then we
yeah.
find out after the fact the town's
No,
getting a grant, but we
we
didn't,
want to get it done with, but
so
we
it
just didn't want to blow
keep
it into
us.
this meeting.
Sure.
Yeah.
You want to do your additions before you move too far?
Oh,
Yes.
I'm forgetting them.
I'll
Well, the
tell you
grant.
I am.
Okay, the. No, I was trying to figure out what this is. Okay. Oh, you want to do the additions? We'll do them. So, the additions. Okay, the first one, electric at the North Beach, Jason.
Yeah, so yesterday there were multiple cars doing donuts in the parking lot at the North Beach, one of which was there long enough that I had time to get down, get their license plate, get a description of the car, call the police. They did leave, but the police did come down. And the first question they asked was, who did they talk to about getting a copy of the video that it says that we record? And I said, my understanding was that there is no, could not currently electricity at the parking lot. And he said that he would follow up based on the description I had, the license plate number, and everything. However, for him to push it further, having video would have been a substantial piece of evidence that, in my mind, was already enough to say we should probably get the electricity back. That being said, if we're talking about making improvements this year, charging, having greeters or whoever collecting money, I know Britta and I, just when we were locking the gate, kind of enjoyed having the cover of knowing that the video was there, for safety purposes. So I think we need to move forward with figuring out what it takes to get the electricity turned back on first, and then having whoever did the surveillance cameras validate that everything is still working.
What happened? What it was late last fall when we found out the cameras weren't working. So it was getting almost into the winter season, and we said, at this point, we're not going to get somebody to go through and dig up where the batch trail goes and all that. So I think it wasn't it.
I thought we had some bids on it. I thought someone gave us some numbers.
I believe we had gotten a couple of bids
Yeah,
on
and
it.
it was just so expensive. You guys wanted to hold off to wait to find out what you wanted to do, if I remember right. And then if you do do it, I would suggest to update one of the cameras to a higher quality so you can actually see at the gate and it'd be worth what you're doing. And then take that camera and put it at the transfer station. But because they're not that good at cameras. If you're from here to the road, you can pick everything up, the license plates. You get to the gate and you'll never read it. You'll see the color of the car, you'll see. But if you've got a camera that was like, I think they're $1,200, I think. I guess they can really pick up. But the cheap ones just don't pick up to the road.
So what's the issue with the electricity there?
Just went somewhere in the middle of the line, must have went kind of like, don't know
Yeah, where?
what happened. Something
Somewhere
happened to
between the
it.
electric
So
box and
that, yeah.
that line is not in conduit then.
Yep,
It is.
it is.
So in other words, it's basically, but then if it's something like burn apart, you're not gonna pull.
You're not going to pull it, but I think
You
if
could
I
pull it one
can't,
way and then probably
I think they said that they wanted, if I, it was a long time ago, but I want to say that they, did they bid it to repull it or did they bid
they
it
must
for
have bid it for
new?
new
I
conduit.
think new because they figured if it was broke and something's wrong with it, that they couldn't pull it
I
through
hate to
it.
throw a number, but I remember somewhere in the
I was going to say
8,000 range,
seven, but it's
seven
a,
or 8,000,
that sounds right.
which I believe was conduit and everything.
Yeah, I think that's what it
Yeah.
was.
And we thought that was a lot, even with
Yeah.
conduit. It's a, or, but, the, and then what, Comcast or somebody ran another line in there.
So Comcast ran their line across the parking lot, but when they ran it, it still worked long after they were done, I think is what we found
But
out.
I'm just worried about digging another line. Are we gonna?
We'll just go on opposite side of theirs, or just mark theirs. Well, that'll be up to the whoever the contractor is that does it, not us. But
Yeah, yeah. And there must be regulations as far as what they have to do for depth and so on.
yeah, that would, like I said, I would, it'd be nothing I would want to get involved in because you got the power runs through there, Comcast fiber runs through there now, and then yeah, so it'd be them too, and then our third line,
And you got
ours.
water.
So I don't think there's water there.
The water, those camps go out behind
Must be
the
somewhere
parking lot, don't
else.
they? Do you know anything about the water system?
No, the sewer runs along the road.
It does.
It does.
The sewer does.
Yeah. The sewer runs along the road. There's the grinder pits, and it pumps towards the road and it goes up and around the road. The water line, I would have to check. I may have a drawing of it, but I definitely have a drawing of the sewer.
I can show you where it crosses the main road, the spring up on the
Yep.
hill.
Well, I know where this I know where the spring head is because it's in basically my backyard. There's the box. So I'm assuming it goes through there somewhere.
But just it goes at an angle because when
Yes.
we had
I mean, the septic part used to be bigger behind you. That
Yeah, the leach field is still there. Yeah.
but it's pumped along closer to
Pumped
the
along the
road.
road.
It's good to know.
Yeah, I should know, but I was involved with it.
So yeah, so I guess the question is, do we need to rebid that
Well,
to at
usually,
least get our
yeah.
current price?
Yeah,
And
well, I
then,
mean, we should have power over there.
okay,
Well,
so
I would think, as far as money wise, there should be some of the infrastructure that we should be able to use that for, I would think.
Okay.
Can I ask a few questions about this, Dan? The cameras were purchased when? You initiated
Three
that.
3 years ago, maybe.
getting, pardon?
3 years ago, I think.
Three
I
years
take
ago,
back. I'm
right?
guessing
And
3 years.
they
Dumping
were meant to capture dumping of trash.
the trash.
That was
People.
the issue. That's why we got the cameras, right?
That's mainly, yeah. People
Right.
going to the bathroom on the box, not
Right.
back.
There was electricity then to operate, the cameras could operate then. When did it fail, the electricity?
Last fall, I think it was.
Yeah, it
The
was.
last fall, when there was a problem, we went down to do it and there was no power. And
But
then
we didn't
when we.
really use the as it videos. I don't think it was being monitored for 2 years then, was it?
No,
Well,
just last summer.
pardon?
Just last summer. We had, because people before that blew donuts in the parking lot. So we'd go over and we'd take like the video off it, send it to the sheriff's department. Sheriff's never did anything about it. And then when I came to you guys to ask you what, if you wanted us to spend the time doing it, seems like the sheriff's ain't doing anything about it. Is it worth our time and money to do it? And you guys all came up and said, not really.
So
So
when
that's
we
why we stopped looking at it.
initially put in the cameras, there was an agreement that you would monitor them and forward the information if it was pertinent to the sheriff's office. Right.
I guess.
By the way, the sheriff, we have a contract with the sheriff, not with the state police.
Yeah, well,
Okay.
the state
State
police are the
police.
ones who responded yesterday.
Good. Yeah.
They'll show up just saying.
They yeah, they showed
It
up.
just seems to be a bit over the top for them. But you know, our contract was shared. I know they probably weren't working. The sheriff, Jennifer Harlow, wasn't working on Sunday, was it?
Why not?
But you didn't try.
No, I called the non-emergency number
At the sheriff's and.
for the well, I called the non-emergency number for the dispatch office, and they directed and they took it. They took the information, and it was a state trooper who called me back.
I
Yeah,
think
so
whoever's available.
so I know I didn't call the sheriff or the state police. I called a
Okay, got it. Right. And
non-emergency
so they
dispatch
dispatched.
number, and a state trooper called me.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
they dispatched it, and whoever's the closest
Right.
available responded.
So,
Is it illegal to cut donuts in an empty parking lot?
oh, it's
what,
destroying Westmore property.
what, what, yeah.
But that's sort of like a, I think, should be handled by our sheriff with the contract, you know, she should look into it. Anyway, it just seemed like a. To me, like taking it a step up to the state police wasn't really
That they've
the
never done it.
best
He
issue.
didn't. I
He
didn't.
didn't. He brought it to
I know, but when you talk
Dispatch.
about it's an issue of destroying property, state town property, then the sheriff should be involved.
But the last two
It
times
was.
we've done it to the sheriffs, they haven't even done anything. I gave them video footage, license plates. Here you go. Nothing was done.
I
Not
think
a
either
thing.
way,
They
we'd be
didn't
happy.
follow
I
up and
mean,
say, "Hey, you know, I sent you that support."
Well,
Well,
I think I
I
other things
don't.
to do than just them
Look,
around.
let's slow down a bit.
yeah.
The thing with it is I look at this differently. You can't tell what's going to happen in the future. I think one of the things that's been going on, we don't know what is going to, in other words, we need to, if I would feel bad if we didn't have a security system down there and somebody was down there and really needed some help or got hurt and there was no security system there. Because it is a public area. And you can't tell people can't tell what's going to happen as far as I don't want to bring any types of things in, but there's all kinds of things going on in this world. So I just feel that you need to your idea of upgrading that camera is good, because if you can't, what's the sense in putting a camera there if you can't see what's on it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we did buy the
Well, and
cameras. Why aren't we using them? You
I
know.
think what you're getting at
Well,
is with the way the world is, we need to err on the side of caution because we can't predict the unknown.
and you should put up a light like in the back, that light, like a street light thing. Unless you get a real good camera, you're never gonna pick up when it gets
I
dark.
don't, Jeff.
I'm just suggesting,
I'm just trying to
so
think what's in that.
because it you're gonna
That
pick up a good
document,
camera to see it.
the document that we purchased a
Well,
week for the.
yeah,
I don't think
let's
you're going
look
to have
back.
any
I'm just saying
idea on
that
that. Right,
area.
right.
The cameras you got now barely pick up from me to Isaiah in the dark. They don't go
You
far.
needed one of your scopes. So
I
the,
got a real good scope. It's
but we,
a lot more money than
if we,
what
if
you got in cameras down
we upgraded the
there.
cameras to,
I might be familiar with those types of things.
If we upgraded the cameras, which another thing we should have is Wi-Fi, so you can check it
Oh, I'd
on
love
your
that.
phone rather than having to go unlock it and rewind tape
It
and
takes a long time. By the time you get over there, I had to go.
Originally, when it was set up,
Oh,
you were going to get videos on your
we
phone.
talked about it, but you'd have to get Wi-Fi, like he said, and we didn't want to go that route
Okay,
at that
right.
point.
Okay.
But I think if you're going to be burying the wire, you might as well bury a Wi-Fi wire at the same time
Yeah, definitely.
and do it right.
Yeah.
And then even when we charge at the beach, we might need that
Something.
capability.
Yeah. I mean, you'd save the money just to me and going to check it. I mean, realistically, after a while,
Yeah,
you'd save the money
the
easily.
time that you could check
Yeah.
any time
Yeah.
you
Because
could.
it takes a couple hours to go over there, fire it up, get everything opened, and rewind, because you've got to watch days, like hours and days, to find out. Especially like a weekend, so you got to comb through
Unless somebody gives you a
48 hours.
4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, but then it's still, by the time you get into it and you learn the
Yep.
system and
And
go
the
back
other thing
through.
is the camera, if you put a little sign up saying you're being watched.
Oh, there's four of them over there.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if you don't, there's a guy that's got a thing. It's between Orleans and Coventry. And he's got it beside the road there,
Oh, I
and he
think
has a little
so.
smiley
Yeah.
thing, and he says you're being watched.
Yeah.
In other words, You are too. Mowing that yard after
Did
dark.
it?
Mowing that yard after dark. You
Is
wait 5 minutes and you will have somebody there.
that right?
Yep. I
Okay.
pulled over there one morning because I thought I could hear a noise in my pickup. Thought I had a tire going flat, which I did. So I'm sitting there working on my tire and he pulled in. He said, see you on the camera.
So should we put that into the paper to have that bid out?
Yeah.
Or just call three, four people that we know? It'd probably be
Put it in
cheaper.
a paper.
You don't put it in the paper? Okay.
Yeah. I'd put it in Caledonia.
How are you going to
Yeah.
phrase it now? What's it going
Oh,
to
I have
say?
no idea. That's going to take
He's
me a
not
minute to figure
even
out.
listening. Really?
Yeah, it'll take quite a bit to like put it together, a whole thing. But it's just mainly for the power of the beach. But
I know,
to
but
put on
what?
a bid thing, I'll probably have
Well, when they so yeah,
to
when they
measure
do
it.
the bits, it's going to be more complicated.
Yeah.
Right. So it's going to be called for bids to consider implementing electrical power at the North Beach in Westmore, something simple like that.
Sure.
And possible Wi-Fi, because you don't want to forget that if you're
And
gonna,
possible Wi-Fi.
yeah.
Okay.
Is the guy still doing the cameras that was doing them?
No.
No, it
We're
was.
gonna have to get another person, because I think so. The original system that you guys got for this. That company is all done. And then the guys that we got for, I think, Roundhill Fence, I think they're all
They're
done.
here.
So we're going to have to get somebody else. And I think he knows somebody. I think there's only one or two people now that's left doing
I
it.
know D&D Electric. He does them.
Who's that?
D&D Electric. Jason DeLaber.
Yeah, he does cameras too.
Yeah, and he just installed a couple new ones this year at the school. And I'm telling you what, one of those is the camera itself is this big. It's up on a telephone pole. You can see the whole soccer field. And you can tell what kid is playing with what kid across the field.
Yeah, some of
So,
that stuff
I
they got
mean,
now
they're
is
on.
pretty intense.
Yeah.
I'd like to call be able to call them too, because they should get familiar with the systems here.
Yeah.
Because if we have nobody to do the systems anymore, if something happens.
Yeah.
So, like, even if something happens at the town garage, I have no idea who to call. I don't.
No.
Yeah. And I know that this system's locked up tight, so it takes a lot to get into it.
So
Probably
it's
would.
D&D. Is there any others? Or,
Not that I know of in the Newport area. I
I
don't know
don't
about St. J.
know.
Maybe
I
this would
don't
be like Gates. It won't even. I don't believe they're into security. They're not.
know. I don't know.
They never were.
Never.
Right. I mean,
I know.
Bob Buggin
Bob.
does some of that, but
Okay. He does. I think he's pretty limited on what he's doing now.
more alarm systems in buildings.
Yeah,
Maybe.
he's been working for Terry Wright doing construction. I
Oh, did
don't
you
think
say
he's doing a
Bugman?
lot.
Yeah,
Yeah,
your
Bogdan. What
neighbor.
about Bogdan? He used to do security too. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I don't know if he
I
has
got my
any
own
good security.
pardon?
I got my own at the house, so I don't need to call.
We
Yeah.
always used him at down at Jerky. We always
Yeah.
used Bob, but
Yeah.
We didn't
Okay.
have
Because
cable.
they might have to switch the DVRs. I don't know if you guys ever thought about doing that. Because I don't know. I don't know much about it. But like I said, this system and the one at the garage, you guys can't really even get into, and we
Was
can't
there
call anybody to get
any
into
of
it.
that money that left around that when we put the one over there? We had the grant from that passive grant, or I believe.
Yeah, no, that's every year. We might be able to do something with some of that this year, depending. Because we get that passive grant every single year.
But you've already got that earmarked for something else, or?
Yes and no. I mean,
There's always that surplus John talks about.
Yeah,
Oh no, I thought you said infrastructure, right?
there's.
Mark. Not Mark. What is it? What's that?
Oh, the map.
ARPA. There you
Oh,
go.
yeah,
ARPA
ARPA.
for the
Okay.
beach.
That's. We'll see. Let's ask the town.
Okay.
Okay.
You say that right after town
So
meeting.
let's
Let's ask the
get this
town.
settled so we can move on.
So you need a
Okay.
motion?
Yeah.
Yeah. You need a motion for the
Yeah,
put
whatever.
the bid.
I think we discussed it, but
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to put out the electrical at North Beach for electrical and Wi-Fi out for bids.
Yep. A second. And should I
Hold
call, not to this, but should I call D&D and see if they can give us some advice on the systems?
Yeah.
Because like I said, we can't get into them. So that I know of.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Okay, so
Second, all
all
those in favor?
favor.
Aye.
Okay, all right.
Aye.
Okay. Okay. So I think, oh, I didn't write
Yeah, you still got three
that
batteries.
first thing.
Oh,
Oh.
for station,
Anyway, but yeah, we're doing good,
emergency
David. We're
equipment.
we're
Highway
our time
flying.
wise, we're doing good.
Highway budget was next.
Yes.
Okay, so I was looking through this, and I mentioned Bill and Isaiah. It just didn't make no sense to me. So when we get down to like the on the highway fund budget for the part-time road crew salaries in 2022, we had 13,000. We spent $13,000, 23 for some reason it was only 6, 24 it was 21, 25 it was 15. For some reason the number in there is only 5,000. That just doesn't make sense. You go from 21,000 and 15,000 down to 5,000 for part-time. Just
Are
didn't
you
make
looking at
sense
the
to me.
book?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I don't have it.
I don't have it
Yeah.
either.
But that wasn't the only one.
That weren't the only one. Here, I've got the book if you want to look. So, and then in the road overtime budget, in 22, it was 18,000 spent. 23, it was 16,000 spent. 24, it was 21,000 spent. 25, it was 24,000 spent. But John put in 13,500. How do I live by them numbers? They're not
What?
even close.
For overtime.
Overtime.
Overtime wages,
Yeah.
right?
Yep.
Okay.
It's down to
And I don't know
13,500.
if in the budget hearings we okayed that, or did we?
I don't remember that
Yeah,
either.
when there's that many numbers going through,
Yep.
but it just doesn't seem like we would have
The numbers just don't.
okayed it that
Right.
way.
The
Or
numbers don't sound.
the black truck,
So the Black
the
International.
international.
So in 2022, we spent 8,000. So we always budget about 7,500 unless something we see is coming. A lot of things we can't see. 22, it was 8,000 we spent. 23, it was set almost 8,000. 24, we spent 45,000. 25, we spent 21,000. So I know when I gave him the sheet, I had 7,500 in there because I figured, just that's what we leave. It's empty this year.
Yeah.
There's nothing budgeted for it.
For contract services.
Nope,
For
for
the
Black
international
International.
flying. Yeah. Yeah, so
So if no money was put to, you know something's gonna go
yeah.
wrong with it.
So between the two, it's like 30,500 shy. So that's 7% of what the budget is. That's a hard number for me to live by with no explanation when it comes into next year. Because we all know when, if a taxpayer shows up and he looks at, I'm just gonna go back to here, he looks at the highway overtime budget, because this is a big one, and they say it's 13,000, and we're spending about 26 this year, is where I would, I mean, if you look at the trend, going to be 25, 26,000, and it comes in at 13, people are going to have an absolute fit. And you know who that looks bad on? This guy. Not anybody else.
Oh,
It don't look
I
bad
know.
on
Oh,
John. It looks bad on me.
Well, obviously, I wasn't in,
No.
here back then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have what you gave him?
No, I wish I did.
Okay.
Because, like I said, I always go through the numbers and I try to keep them the same because I want a nice, even budget.
Yep.
Like, I don't want to jump up, I don't want to jump down. I just want a kind of a flat budget, but I know I put 7,500 bucks into this. The part-time salary and the road crew salary, like that, I don't have a lot to do with because when the increases come, I don't have the mathematical to like add up what we
Right.
spend and what we didn't spend. That's the treasurer's job.
Right. But you also know you wouldn't have dropped it by half.
But I there's no way I could have went from 15,000 and 25 and 21,000 to 5,000. I mean,
I don't
that's
know.
common
It doesn't
sense.
seem like we can explain it though. They'll be taking up and down. Never.
I know, but I'm putting it out there
Yeah.
to throw
To
these numbers.
tell us that
So
yeah.
come next year,
Yeah.
when people are having an absolute bird, I'm like saying it now. That's why I'm putting it out first one after town meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the budget deficit shows up.
Because
They
we're
don't say Dan spent too much
and
money.
then
I will take my town report when I get to it.
okay. So
And look at the numbers too.
yeah,
Yeah.
because last year, we went from saying that we were doing Route 16 and we were gonna have, I think we were saying 40 or 50,000 at that point. That never got put in the budget. Said we were gonna do the sand. That never got put in the budget. And then I'm $20,000 shy this year. And it just looks bad on me, especially if we're going into another year. I'm another $20,000 shy. I'm already 7,000 or 7% lower in my budget. How do you add that to next year? So it's just kind of
But
math, right?
that's what gives us the budget surplus.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
But it makes me look bad. Well, it just I like to not look horrible to
I
everybody.
think we should go to John first and make sure that there wasn't
Exactly. Yeah, we
a
got it. Yeah.
printing
Right,
error.
correct.
Well, I
It isn't. It
didn't
was.
add up the whole numbers
Right.
on maybe
Yeah.
if you add up the whole column of numbers,
Maybe.
maybe there's money actually in there that does.
Doesn't.
I don't know. I'm just,
Yeah.
but I
I
think,
always go by line item, so throughout my year.
yeah, but I think we have to go to John for, I don't mind stopping in if, and
Yeah,
unless you
but
want to or
myself
something.
too. I think if we, some of us or all of us should bring it
Yeah.
up to John.
And like for like when we got the oh, what was the money? The money from oh, trying to blank from the flood,
FEMA
FEMA.
money.
I feel like what FEMA money should have went to when we got that back is because he took it all out of the gravel and sand, and then he only put back so much of that, and then all the other money got divvied up. I feel like he should have put all of it back, and what was left should have got divvied up. And I don't think I would have been with the $20,000 or over
Deficit.
deficit this year. So,
It's good questions to
yeah.
ask him and see what
Yeah. Yeah.
his,
I know it's
you Rob
know.
and Peter to pay Paul at the end of the day, but if we're just going to lump sum it, why do we spend so much time doing this
Yeah.
at the day?
Then I think, we'll start out asking John and
Yeah.
see where we got to go from there. I don't know what we can do as far as changing the budget to make it
Yeah.
work.
Well, I know you can't change it because the budget's
Yeah,
voted
it's
on,
been
so it is
approved.
what it is.
Yeah.
But I just want to, when
Yeah.
next year, when we're at town meeting, I don't want to be the one getting screamed at and yelled at when.
And the other thing you
Well,
were
it was
talking
good.
about.
Dan, I want to tell you something. It would have been good if
It
nobody was yelling and screaming at was a
us.
perfect meeting, but sometimes you'll get them people. Then that is the big
Yeah.
item. It's the road overtime. That's the last
That
5 years. That's what I've been
was
hammered
yelling.
on.
That's
This is
why
the
it was
first year.
quiet this time.
That's why it was quiet. Yeah, they
Yeah.
probably saw the 13,000 and said, "Hey, look at
Yeah.
that."
Yeah.
But it
Yeah. I don't want to get into that, but it was like
was quiet. It was a good meeting.
it was different type of it
But
was.
food for thought, Dan did say, like Long Pond Road, we were talking about taking it out of doing it this year, but our contract called for us doing it with $90 a
Yeah, it
ton,
was 90 and something,
$91 a
90,
ton.
90 and change.
But that was the price of fuel of diesel being a lot lower than it is right now. When it comes time when we'd start paving, we might want to look at numbers again and say, we got to find some money to do it this year because
next year it could be $110 a ton to pave it.
It's $45,000 to pave it this year. And if there's a 500 some odd thousand dollar surplus, I don't see why we couldn't pave it. Because if we wait too much longer, then we're going to have to grind it. And that's another 30, 40,000 on top of paving it. So
With the
it's
hard
just,
winter we've had, it's taking its toll on our roads.
a lot of
What are we
roads.
talking now?
Long Pond. That was actually due last year. And then we ended up switching roads. But, and then it was supposed to fall into this year. But we didn't have enough money in the budget. But if there's almost a $600,000 surplus, and for 45,000, guys might want to really consider paving it. So,
Especially if fuel prices hold like they are now.
yeah, because like you just said, I mean, from $90, it could be $110 or $120 a ton next year. You just don't know what next year or the year after is going to bring. So, just something for you guys to think about. Okay.
Okay, transfer station improvement.
Transfer station facility improvement. Okay, with spring and summer coming on and the summer residents returning and the recent hire of two new transfer station attendants, it may afford an opportunity now to consider improving the operation and management of the transfer station facility, particularly in regard to two aspects. First, being the physical structure of the building, the holding area. The second is the management of recyclable materials, specifically an increase in the coordination and cooperation among the attendants, the road crew, and better cooperation and coordination among them, and the WMD. A new outreach coordinator at WMD has recently been hired, and this is an individual who has previously held that position and is well-versed in the handling of recyclable materials, including hazmat stuff, i.e. fluorescent light bulbs, batteries, paint, used oil, compost, and toxic chemicals, all of which should be kept out of the landfill, of course. I would like to ask that coordinator to visit our facility and provide needed advice and guidance. Improvements of the infrastructure, the building itself, and management, it's all about providing a better experience for residents to recycle and limit as much as possible stuff ending up in the landfill. Bill was down there on Saturday, and you spoke with a few people about improving the building and how it could be better served to receive recyclables and the residents.
And Jason happened to be there, and John Zimmer the same time I was, and we were looking at it. The building wasn't designed for the use that we want to use it as.
We've adapted it or tried to.
We tried to, but it's still, that downstairs basement part is just not conducive to good recycling. It would be, I did some numbers and stuff. If we built a floor over one of the bays down there so that we came off where the recycling cardboard is all piled upstairs, we could build a floor that we could have 15, 20 of those Gaylords set up so that people walk in, make a circle around, and throw off all this stuff. Right now, with our tubes that we have, they weren't good for 10 years, but they're a big bottleneck. If you have more than two people come in, people have to stand around and wait. If you're every other recycling, like what we have, Westfield, Newport Center, they have boxes set up where you can have 15 people in there separating their stuff.
So, but I didn't understand it. When we talked previously, we talked about raising the floor from the basement or limiting the floor at the top so that they would meet. So there's a lot of space in there, which is not being used now and could be better used to
It
handle
would be
recycling.
basically just putting in floor joists, putting plywood on top of it, opening up a couple of the
From the
walls
bottom.
from, it would be like having a cellar with your first floor up here. We just put
So it'd all be one floor
one floor when you
eventually.
walk in up there. That way the workers can keep an eye on both spots rather than like a few years ago, they'd be downstairs. People would come in with garbage and throw it wherever they wanted because there's nobody up there to watch them. This way, if you had it with if we put a floor in there,
So that
we've
there would be one use that entire building of the space that is now would be one floored space,
I would
correct?
only do half of it because if we needed like to park the loader in during the winter, if we wanted to park the loader inside, well, I'm not quite sure if it will fit, but if it would fit,
Right.
it would be nice to leave that half of it open so that there was the loader could sit inside during the winter. And
Well, I
space.
can't quite visualize it, but we'll talk more about that. But the
Yeah.
idea is to provide use the space there where there's a lot of it, which isn't being used, to better handle recycling for the residents. So
Yeah.
to make it a more agreeable situation to bring their
Yeah,
recycling
user
through.
friendly. It's
Yeah.
and I did talk to the people at the waste district, and
Yeah.
they said they would come up and take a look at it, but
But
they
Chris Thompson, by the way, who's replacing,
it just seems like a pretty simple build. What I would like to do is get Joe Blair to come down and take a look and find get a cost on how much it would cost to put a floor in there that we could use, and it would be.
And other minor things like containers, what kind of containers? They, various transfer station facilities use different containers. And not we only had that one Gaylord for the cardboard, right?
Yeah, we
So
have like four of them piled up there, and they do get filled up pretty regularly. And
for what?
for the Gaylords, for cardboard.
For the cardboard,
Yeah,
right?
but we want to get our
And we
guys.
don't necessarily have to have those. By the way, those come from waste management, those Gaylords,
Yeah,
right? But
but
we
that
could
what.
look into better or more
Yeah.
other if you will, containers.
But if that works for them, we want to
They
do what
like their
works for them
Gaylords. We've
too.
had them for years.
Now,
Right,
I
but
can't
they
remember. Is there a step up from the concrete to?
Yeah, there's like a 6-inch step up, so we'd either pour a cement pad
I was going to
ramp.
say that way you can get the Gaylords down for them to load out
Yeah,
if you have
another
it.
option would be, the little door into that little room.
Oh,
Put
yeah.
a bigger door on that. There's a wall that's not a load-bearing wall.
Yeah, could we
Take out
open
that
that one
door, and you
up?
could go straight
Yeah.
in from there.
Right. Could we
There,
open that
there's a
space
number
up
of
too?
options that could
Yeah.
be
That'd be good.
available to do it, but it's talking probably $5,000 or so to make it so it's workable.
But we've worked on the municipal building and improved the buildings here and at the garage and so on and the cottage and now we're talking about down at the beach and so try also if we did the don't let's not leave out the transfer station because it's pretty messy right now. It's in pretty much of a mess.
And I
And the attendants who are totally uneducated, uninformed, we need to bring them up to speed. So I'll take on that responsibility myself with the new outreach coordinator and
have meet
try and
him.
get all of us more educated about how best to handle those materials because they haven't been. And also with the road crew, there's always kind of a, I don't know, adversarial stance with road crew at WMD.
Like,
It's
let them
like
know.
they, they don't
They
really
want us to wipe
respond.
their butt and go down
Pardon?
every week, every
What?
day. I can't chase when they're not coming. I can't go down to the transfer station Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
I
Friday,
know, but
Saturday, and
we have
Sunday
to
and do
straighten that
snow.
out. That's got to be straightened out,
That
Dan.
we did. We did straighten it out. We started calling when we needed pickup, and then Darcy would make it on the same day or call the same week that I knew they were going to pick up. We didn't do it every week because we didn't need it every week.
Yeah, I know. And
So I don't know where you're
then there's the
getting that it's
situation about it's
messy.
not plowed. It's never plowed. We can't
There's
get in
this much
there.
damn
I
snow in it.
know.
If they can't get that much
This
snow,
is your point of view.
because
They've
they're
got
running
enough.
summer tires,
We've got to straighten it out.
then have someone else manage it. There's
But
five of
if.
you. Have at
Well,
it.
that's the other thing
And tell
too.
me when you need it.
Since when? I think it was Peter who wanted the transfer station under the road
And I
crew.
don't want it. I said
I
it
would
this
just as soon
summer.
not
I
either.
would too.
But to
Perfect. Then make that
actually
do it tonight.
itemize what is the responsibility of the road crew to keep it the snow away, to keep it mowed, and so on. And that's it. And
Don't it? You got
not to confuse you guys with now you got
you
to go
guys go
spend.
do it.
See,
Tell me when to do it.
one
I've
of
been
the
trying to get away from it
you're
for
not
years.
listening. Marion,
I
no.
am.
Marion. We're talking trash again.
Your favorite subject.
45 minutes.
I would
We
love
got
not to be in Well,
I think, I think we should consider that, getting
but they agree.
out of it,
Yeah,
except for
100%.
mowing and plowing. What?
Not even mowing. We'll drop the trailer off and the guys can mow on Wednesday. So that was the plan
But
this year.
we do need plowing. I mean, that we're not going to buy a truck to
And
plow down.
you got the loader down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that isn't going to plow in front of the
Well, then
doors.
one of you guys can manage me and tell me when they're coming, and I will tell them I'll go down and do it. But
Yeah.
I can't chase it 7 days a week. I will, but it's going to cost you a
Well,
lot of money.
you the road
Yeah, not
commission.
forever the town has plowed
Well,
it and sanded
but I do
it.
it all the
The
time
road
for
commission should
them.
not
Yeah.
be responsible with what here come to pick up cardboard. Now you got to come to pick up this. No,
Well,
that should be the attendants and not themselves.
why don't we?
Perfect.
I like to. I'm hearing a lot here, and why don't we get the waste district to come in and say, "Hey, look, we're having this problem. Why aren't the waste district people coming to us?" Because see, I don't. My whole concept of being on the board is that if there's a problem out there, I don't go. The person doesn't tell me out there, and I take it to the board. The board sits here. That person that has the problem comes here and sees the whole board and tells them what the problem is. That way, it's not like you aren't telling it, but it's that's their job if they're having a problem. The other thing is if we're going to do some work down there, I'd like to see some kind of a drawing of what's
Oh,
going to happen,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
of what's going to take place. The
Absolutely.
other thing is what you're talking about was tried 25 years ago.
Yeah,
And
when it was built, it was a different time period.
it was tried 25 years ago and it just failed. Because you've got people, you got to really keep after them because they're going to come in and they're going to drop something in there that ain't supposed to be. And it's.
Can I ask you this? When you said 25 years ago that
Well, let's go back 30 then.
the facility was built not for some other purpose, but then 25 years ago it was
That
converted to
facility,
handle recycling? Is that what you're talking about?
you maybe you want to hear. I wish I had. What they had were those things. Was and Bill probably remembers it. They bought a thing that was a compartment type thing. They just backed it in. There was a roll off. They backed it in. It had lids, flip, 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 and it had different compartments for different recycles.
But
Then that's the same thing you're saying now, only you're using
do you know
Gaylords.
what that is,
And
Bill? I
it,
mean, was that just.
but times have changed since
Do
then.
you remember Bill?
At that point, the town picked up curbside, and that's where the biggest problem came in because they would back in there with a truckload of recycling in bags. So the work crew down there had to go through everything. Now we are at the point where we can train people to separate their own. That's the way
Well,
every other town does it.
but the facility itself, what was the intention of that facility? Why did the town build it or buy
That's
it?
why they put that part in, is they brought that. I'm on the paper.
They Darcy said that back wall too when the snow came down the other day that it cracked some boards.
Yeah,
So
push the boards in on the back. Yeah.
what happened
Hopefully it
was
comes
is
out.
where you back in, and you had two things, and you had a ramp in the middle. Okay, and
Yeah.
then you'd go in there with railings and a whole nine yards set up, and you go in and just drop everything.
But that's what we're working on. The plan of putting that floor in is that same idea. People would just walk in, drop it in different Gaylords.
Why was that structure there? Did the town build it, or did we buy it, or what
No,
was the
we the
purpose
town
of
built
it?
it. I wasn't on the board then. That
You
was
were probably.
35, 40 years ago.
Was it built for what, to house
Originally,
equipment?
the building was built for the compactor. The compactor was there first.
That was where the compactor.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then they put the scales in, and then they got the place where you got your C and D. And then, of course, this building over here, where the compactor went in, where that other thing is that was it. And then the add-ons were when you started to get into the recycling.
So can I throw something out there this time, maybe?
Because you're equally on.
With doing some stuff down, looking at doing some upgrades down there, can we get Mert to pay for maybe them to have a heater or an air conditioner in one of those rooms?
Maybe if.
Can't. I already tried.
No.
Already been there. Tried that.
Yeah,
I know that's a no. I've already been
I
there.
just know they
I
keep saying
know.
there's extra money in the
No.
burp, so
Yeah,
well, I
no.
mean,
That's all I
because
was
asking.
if it's energy, Because we don't have anything
Because the
existing.
no, the only scope of work was here and there.
Oh, these three
Yeah.
buildings, it
So
wasn't included in
yeah,
the.
already tried it.
Right, but no,
Already tried.
tell
Tried.
them to put it in here and lug it down there.
Yeah.
But even then.
Okay.
I just say this is, it seems like it's an opportunity now. It's the summer and people coming back and all to think about making it a better place to recycle and a better opportunity for people and keep the
No,
stuff out of the
I don't think
landfill.
we're doing too bad recycling. I don't think we're doing too
No, except that I'm constantly I'm in between waste management
We
and
used
the
to.
town crew about, well,
We
they're
used
not
to.
listening to me, and
Well,
then the
that's
waste
kind of funny,
management
isn't it?
says,
We used to
Why
recycle at a
does
rate
Myers and Casella
27
and All
flat.
Metals have no problem with us?
Wait, both of you are talking to me at the same time. What were
Yeah.
you saying?
One, so out of four companies, one's got a problem with us. Myers don't have a problem. Every time they ask us, Casella, every time they ask us, it's all done. All Metals. So why is it one company that constantly tells us, yeah, we're full, we can't pick up. Yeah, we're full, we can't pick up. We can't pick up
Okay,
plastics this week because we're full.
hopefully you guys will be out of it. It's
I'm hoping.
mowing and snow removal.
But you
Okay.
are talking two different, you're comparing apples to oranges when you say
How come they
that.
can get in? They can get into it, and then
Yeah,
all
but
the trash falls out, and you
it's
go pick it
different
up.
hauling
The
trash or something.
recyclers,
Whatever.
you'd like to get out of
I
it? We'll
would. I
get you
would.
out of it,
You do it,
okay?
I'm
We'll
good.
get you out of it, all
Quick,
right?
quicker
But it's
the
going to take increased coordination with those attendants and training and educating for those people who are going to
If
be
you
down
if
there
why
then.
don't you become the manager and then you do it quick?
Why don't you become the
I
manager?
am, and I hate it.
Good job.
Oh, I can guarantee I am.
Awesome.
It's one of the
Job, Kim.
prettiest ones that people go to. Even
I
the
think,
state's been down there and
yeah,
said it's one of the
we need to
cleanest
stop
that
pointing
they've ever been
fingers. We
to.
need to start.
Yeah, would you stop pointing fingers at
But
no, we need
we
we
do have to come up with a
Yeah,
decision.
great.
Dar
Now,
Darcy isn't going to be there a whole lot longer.
one or
So,
2 weeks, he's all done.
we have to decide which of the two guys down there is going to be the money manager type of guy.
Yeah, that's what he asked today. You were there. He asked who's going to do the money. So there's got to be a money person to do it.
Yeah, you can't have both
And
people
someone's got to
trying.
do the
They can
calling.
handle money,
Yeah,
but the ones
yeah.
that added
No,
up at the end of the day
the
and
rest of it, that'll have to come eventually. I mean, the education from WMD with them and myself about how we're going to operate this and the building of the infrastructure. But I guess the critical thing is to get somebody in charge of handling the money. Right.
That will be our first step because
Right.
Darcy probably isn't going to be there much
One or two
longer.
weeks, he's all done. There. So if whoever's in charge of the money should become the manager. Pretty well.
I don't know. I don't have enough familiarity with both of them, whether or not
I don't think any of us do. That's the
well,
trouble.
I don't
No,
know
we
if they're
don't.
capable or if they want to or what. I don't
I don't know.
I mean, it's a matter of going down and
I'm
talking
staying
to them,
out.
talking to them and find out, one of them might
Yeah.
say, I don't want it. I
Right.
don't like
So
that
that's
part of them
yours.
doing a business. But to go back to the floor part, are you guys okay with me getting Joe Blair to come go down and looking things over down there?
Sure, that's okay. But if he would draw also a sketch for us,
Yeah,
I
you could
would
draw up a
so we
sketch.
could
You
actually
could,
see it.
Jason and I looked at it. You didn't see anything too bad wrong with.
No, I mean we had a couple ideas. To your point, opening up that smaller room and making the floor level with that prevents us from needing to put a ramp in. Or if we have to do the ramp, then we just have to make sure that it's sized appropriately to get a pallet jack down and be able to turn. So getting somebody who has the construction experience to look at it, and then again validating if those posts are big enough to carry the load or if they're going to have to add posts
Yeah,
to pick up
probably
the floor
would,
level. So.
regardless, would have to add. I'd want
Yes.
posts in the middle and
Explain to
put
me
the
later
floor.
why we're going to have a pallet jack and a railing and all that, but you'll tell me about that later,
Well,
okay?
I can see that. I don't have to,
Yeah.
Because you got to be able to move your 4x4 Gaylords around.
You don't move those loaded, just pick them up.
Maybe. Well, how much does one of those weigh with a when they're loaded with
Okay,
credit?
how do they do it now, Dan? They come to pick up the cardboard Gaylord.
Oof.
What?
Waste management?
Yeah.
They wheel in with their little pallet jack. Do a
Oh,
pallet jack.
Do we provide that, or do they
They
do
do.
it?
They
They
get
do
their
it. They
own. Oh,
come.
yeah.
But as long as they
Okay, so
can
what you're
back.
talking about is
We do
being
have one
able to
down there. There's
use
a
to
pallet
get
jack
in
down
with
there.
that power
There
without
is. Yeah.
that. Okay.
Yeah, they
So you
get.
can actually move them around themselves.
Dexter does all the time.
Okay. Okay, because I
A
can
lot
just.
of questions, but
So,
we'll see.
do you need a motion to for
Yeah.
this? All right, so I'll make a motion to have what his name?
Yeah.
Go.
No.
Oh, Joe Boy.
Joe
Yeah.
Boy. Come
Well,
on.
you're pointing at me.
Yeah, I said, what was his
Joe
name?
Blair.
Thank you. To
Time.
have
Time
him
for
come in and
contract.
give us an opinion and a sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be good. I'll
Awesome. Okay.
yeah. I thought
Cool.
you were just having
All
a metal block
not
there.
yet.
Okay,
Calling
Joe.
Joe. 8 o'clock, those start.
Okay, we gotta move on.
Who's calling
This is
Joe?
taking as long as the whole island.
Oh,
Oh, perfect. Okay.
should get pretty much all of our facilities up in pretty good shape. I mean, all our buildings and stuff. It's made the town stronger and strengthened it in
Well,
our facilities. So that's
so
good.
the next one is Lake Moran.
Yes.
The Ramp Group has been talking to me. They want to get moorings out on the lake, which means going to the state with a plan, and that's they haven't got that far into it at this point, but they are hoping to get some control over the where the boats can moor and tie up at night, because part of the problem is if it goes through the state legislature that they are talking about a home lake rule for the wake boats, and part of it is if they are not steam cleaned, they can't go into another lake. And so if they have a home lake rule, we could end up with 15 or 20 boats moored out in the water there, where people don't can't move them from lake to lake. So they are looking into this mooring thing. It's in the early stages. It's not going to be, and I've told them it's not going to be a selectman's job to do all the homework. If you want to do the work and come to us after you've got the work done, then we'll look it over and see if we want to sign off on it. I don't know how it's going to work. I know Newport has mooring. They have a harbor master, and they rent out the mooring spaces to these people. But you've seen it in front of your place. A lot more boats in the last couple of years than when you originally. So it is a problem that could grow substantially if somebody doesn't look into it, and it would be better for let the ramp group run with it, if you ask me.
I don't know, this idea about Harbor Master's been bandied around a lot, and compared to Newport or Burlington, those places have marinas. They're huge.
Yeah.
They have a lot of boats. They have a lot of, this is a little town. Keep it in mind. This is just a little town.
Yeah.
We can manage our own moorings, maybe a few,
Well, we can, but
without
you
putting
can't.
somebody else
Yeah.
on the payroll. Another harbor master. Come on. I just don't.
The harbor master in Newport makes $66,000 a year.
Yeah, we
Yeah,
don't
come
want
on.
it. We don't. We want, but the South End is getting so full of boats.
Yeah.
There's not hardly room to swim on.
Well,
This
yeah.
side of the lake,
But
it's
yeah.
Well, can we ask, I don't know, even Bushy is his name, and the state for some advice about how to handle the growing number of boats that are being moored, and what possibly could be done about it.
And I think this, if you bring these questions to that ramp group that is looking into it at this point,
Yeah. Well,
let them do the legwork.
but if you're with suggested they reach out to Bushy, maybe in the state first, to find out what kind of
Yeah. And I don't know
how
if it would
far
work. I don't
how far the
know.
town can proceed with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
No.
yeah.
Well, okay. Now,
Well.
yeah.
Well, the harbor master.
Yeah.
So even if we don't have a harbor master, that's a state lake.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And so in order to do all this, the harbor master has to probably have a license or something saying I'm a harbor master, and he's maybe get $56,000 a year or whatever. So how do you do one part-timer, or how can you do this without having some kind of knowledge of, well, this is the way it goes, and I'm just trying to figure out how this all goes together.
Because
You just,
yeah, Harbor Master does more than just like rent the moorings and assign spots. The Harbor Master is responsible for inspecting moorings and making sure they're actually built and designed for the size of the boat. So the town also ends up carrying insurance on their Harbor Master because if a mooring breaks.
And someone boat gets away.
Yeah, that's and again, the rent group should be able to validate all of that. But when I had looked into this, when this came up about a year ago, that's what I had found. So there's a could be a
Cost.
substantial cost, even if you found somebody to volunteer for that position.
Yeah, who would want to take on
And then they're going to have
that?
liability
Yeah.
insurance and a bunch of other stuff. So,
Right.
yeah.
Yeah.
I just, it just, you know, it's good. It's good. I agree with your bill on it, but it's you know, they got to look into it from the getting sued. The town. You know me, don't you, Bill? I'm always looking
But
back.
the
Not
Newport
for
Harbor
not
Master,
really.
special being, it's state lake, it's not a town lake.
But so is
So,
Winnipegog and Champlain, but
yeah.
a lot of them have harbor
Well, you have
masters
to go through that.
because.
You have to go through the state to get this harbor master. He has to be a state appointed or something or
You also
other.
have to have enforcement.
Yeah.
And that.
And both in Newport Police are the enforcement point, and
Well,
obviously for Lake Champlain they have
every town.
multiple state agencies that enforce there. So
Yeah.
yeah, so even if you had all that, then you have to figure out your enforcement.
Yeah. But they have to start somewhere. And they're, this is just notifying the selectmen that they are looking into it to see what it would take. It's nothing.
Okay, well said.
Yep.
No, I think that was it. Except for now, we gotta go to. Okay. Local citizens and visitors, questions and answers, or discussion. Put my glasses back on. Anybody?
Day that I'm here.
Yeah.
It's
Okay.
Diane. It's Diane Leader. Yeah, I was hanging on because I was interested in this PUC email about Vermont Wind.
Yeah, anyone know anything about
About the
that?
what?
No. The last thing on the.
I don't know nothing about it.
Did she fill you in?
No, I don't work in the office, so I don't see any of it.
Yeah, I didn't know if she just.
Let's see. We can try.
Yeah, email regarding some.
Transportation manager.
It's odd she didn't send
Got one
them.
for you.
Usually she sends all the emails that come through.
Is it best job?
I don't.
Maybe I can reach out to Elaine and she can send me a copy of it.
Yeah, well, stop in
Nope.
tomorrow.
Nobody has
Yeah.
any idea?
Nope.
I
Don't.
haven't seen it here. I mean,
No, it's been windy.
Okay.
Yeah, right there.
Petition for Vermont Wind. It's not much, but
Public Utility Commission.
it's filed for the Vermont Wind LLC PET to for case 23-3088 PET. Petition of Vermont Wind LLC to amend the Certificate of Public Good to allow petitioners to revise decommissioning letter of credit every third year, consistent with the Public Utility Commission Rule 5
Doesn't make any sense to
Don't
me.
make no sense to me either. I don't know what it is, but
Well, I don't. You guys have been working hard tonight. I don't want you to spend any more time on that. As long as I'm here, though, I would toss in a couple of comments about this question of moorings. The state has a process to allow, someone else to take over moorings in town on a body of water. So, since there is a process, they do expect, some lakes to do this. We did have a piece of correspondence from Patrick. I'm sorry, I don't know his last name. He is the harbor master in Newport. And I know that in Newport and on Champlain, that there is significant income from these moorings if their town facility provided moorings. They're charging like $750 for a mooring for the season. So, I rather than look at it as an expense, it could possibly be a break even. But I think that the proliferation of boats at the South End has become, a safety problem, as somebody just observed. There are so many boats down there, and it's only going to grow. We expect that there will be more, and I know that will create problems around the boat ramp and also at the North End, where people do ski in and out of the North Beach, that when those boats are there, that creates a safety hazard. Anyway, in a correspondence from Newport, the Patrick, the harbor master, actually commented on enforcement, Jason. I don't know whether we had raised the question or he had raised it, but he said that it really had not been a problem. Obviously, you have that backup, but that the few incidents that happened had been amicably resolved, in discussions that he had had. So I think we probably would be happy to share that correspondence with you, but the team will continue to pursue information so that we can come back to you with, with good information as opposed to speculation on that. So thank you. Thank you for your discussion and again for all the time you guys put into this. It's a big job you have.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. That's it for visitors. Okay. We're going to go on to correspondence available in the town clerk's office for review. ATV correspondence. And thank you. Note from Brookfield Service Team. Installation new generator for the opportunity to do the business. This is the ATV. That just gets filed.
Probably seen, yeah, I've seen that. I think most of us get
Oh,
that
yeah.
email.
And then this was from Brookfield.
Did they get it? Do you know if they got it up and running or?
I
The last I was here, they were.
think they do.
I think they're supposed to Wednesday have it.
Yeah,
The FPL meeting they were
they're
supposed to
having
hear. I
problem
don't understand
with
the
look for the generator up there.
charging the battery if
The new
the power
generator.
is.
Steam? Oh, the new generator.
Yeah. The new backup generator. They're the
Well,
one that
but
did
I
it.
mean, do we have any? Is there any money on here? Any costs or anything? Or
No, they didn't get
well,
paid.
it's just like
They
a
got
thank
paid.
you for your service.
Yep.
Thank
Throw it
you.
away.
Thank you for doing business with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so let's see. Thank you. A PUC email regarding we just discussed
We just
that.
discussed that, right?
Yeah. So
Yeah, I think we're into.
approval of minutes of prior meeting. And that's right here. And I've read it.
There's three of them on there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one here.
Yep.
And then this one here. Now, have you seen them, Jason?
I have seen the ones
That's the one you.
for the special meeting that we just had.
Okay.
The organizational meeting,
Organizational meeting.
you can sign that
I
one.
can sign that.
Okay. Okay, so do
Did
we.
someone just say something? Oh, okay.
So do we. Want to make a motion on the
Prove the minutes? Yeah.
February 23rd? Let's see, this
There's.
23rd of both of them on the 23rd. One's for,
And then one for March 3rd.
yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for February 23rd at 5:30, February 23rd at 6, and March 3rd.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So we'll just pass them around. Is that hopefully
basically, on these, when we start signing them, you look and see if the check numbers line up, but then the after the first four, then those are electronic checks, and you just make sure there's not a number missing out of this. And you can, if you want to look at and see how much
Those
everyone got made and paid the.
no.
No, that's.
Okay.
That's that was tabled.
Yeah, three, five,
Yeah.
four minutes.
I'm gonna put that right in here because
Okay.
these are two things within that on
That's right.
that way. Okay. So we've done the minutes and then I moved everyone around.
That.
Where's the sign-off sheet? Don't see no sign-off sheet tonight.
This way.
No, I don't feel yet. Usually, that what's that one with the sticker sticking out?
What's the min
Oh,
minutes?
that's the one I just signed.
Yeah.
Yep, a top on the top of
So if we don't
the.
have a sign-off sheet,
well, we can still sign this part of it,
oh yeah,
but
we've signed everything, but it's just we don't.
verifying that we signed it.
No, we.
Okay, right.
I just took the one out of my packet because the other one we couldn't find.
So. You want to see that one there, Jason? Because basically, what we do is that what we usually do is you take those numbers right there. I go down through them and I put them on, and then there's a sign-off sheet. This is for the auditor. The auditor wants us to confirm that there's no missing checks.
We have looked at it.
The checks, and then we've
Yep.
looked at it,
Yep.
that the checks are in sequence.
So,
like if you write down your first number and then you see they're in sequence, and then you get down to here, you can write that one. And then these are electronic.
And then she, Elaine will have a sign-off sheet. She'll have the first one and the last one, and you just put your initials beside it that you've looked and seen that they're in sequence. Yeah. Well, they don't. I don't see it. It at least maybe I'm.
There's too many pages on.
No, I just haven't.
Is it underneath that folder by chance?
Oh yeah,
Found
yeah.
it.
Yeah, we buried the thing. This is what it says right here.
After you review payroll and select orders,
And
that's the
then
sign-up
they got
sheet.
this number here to this number here. And then you go over here and you just put your little signal, little initial.
Initial action.
Yeah. So what I usually do is I just put,
Got your
if
number
this
in
is
the
what, if this is accounts, this is not accounts payable, this is payroll.
Yeah.
So I just put PR and then I put the number down and the first and last number, and then on the E ones, the electronic, then I just put the electronic ones too. Then I put E beside that, and then the electronic ones will be somewhere in the back here. See?
Then David,
Look
those
at the payroll.
decide.
Anybody look at the payroll?
43, as well.
Jason's got
Yep.
payroll. I got the.
Yeah.
And you got
I have
the
whatever this
numbers.
is.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
Yeah.
payroll.
So that was 1243 through 1260 and 2696.
Okay. So that was that line. You want me to show you what I mean? What
Yeah.
big
Well,
ones talking
what
about?
was
So,
the, yeah, so
so
the
what
18.6 on the Milton
this
cat, was
here
that
through
the
here?
balance on
Yep,
the
this
backhoe or
here from
something?
here. Yep. So
18,600.
what I'm just gonna show you a quick way to do it. That way,
I can look.
this will
Well, I
go
have no idea.
through everybody
Okay.
after. But like what
18,600
David
should go
don't want to do
186,000.
is he's got payroll
That's what it
here,
is.
is I'll drop
Okay.
down
If you got me
one
18,000, your guess is
nine
as good as
sixty.
mine.
I didn't know
And
if
then
we
I'll
had
cap
bought some
down through
extra or
and see
something
if they're
that
on
we did.
order.
We had so
Yeah.
the
And then I'll
mirrors we had
put
to
the
buy
number
extra,
twenty
the blinky
six
lights we had to buy
nine
extra,
six three. Okay.
and the
And then I've
radio
got E
Jason
for
from
left
Mister was
hook.
extra.
Two, one two
Radio
four
was
seven
1,200
seven
bucks through
four five
communications,
six. So he's done
and
that.
I don't
And
know
then
what
I've got
mirrors
one
were
four
yet.
okay. So
Okay.
that'll
It's
be
weird. You would
like
think
the
they'd
folder
come with
they'll
mirrors,
have.
but they don't come with
You'll
mirrors. You
have
think it'd come
four
with
set
blinky
windows
lights, but
that
they don't come with blinky lights.
and then
It
you
becomes
can
all
put them through
accessible, ready to
them
put on. It just don't come with
because
them.
now
You
when you
don't get
mark it
them
up, it'll be
done.
like even if you don't
And
have that
I didn't
folder,
know it until it showed up.
you'll
And I was
go,
like, hey, where's
okay,
the
well, I've got
mirrors? Where's
yeah.
blinky light?
So
I've
you
got
guys
five,
had to put them
sixty
on, or
thousand
you
thirty
saw
seven
looked at
three
it down
and
there?
No, we had to put it on.
then
I didn't
you'll
know it
have a
didn't come
couple
with
of
it
times you
until
can and
when
go,
he
oh,
goes into the
this one
finder
you
showing
need
me
to
over
open
here. I'm
that and
like,
that and
where's the
this and all
mirrors?
that
Where's the
and
blinky
you
light?
have
You got to buy
no
them
way.
extra. I'm like, well, can
What's
you just
this?
have them
No, he
ship
won't
them
find it
out?
because he
Yeah,
wouldn't
no, you
have
better
them.
call
Even
them
the
and ask.
sorry,
He
the
was
charlatan.
pretty useless.
That one's done. It is
That's
here
where
where
we
it is.
got parts
Twelve
delivered
forty
for
three
him.
through 12:50.
Yep.
Okay,
That's
but I would think other
it.
than filters,
There.
that'd be the only
Yeah.
one we had.
And then once we get the other one, we can do the other one.
What are you looking at, payroll?
Yeah. You ready for payroll?
Yeah.
So Dan,
Sir,
I
I
traveled
hate
down from
signing
here
this because
to
my
West
name's on
Burke.
it.
Yep. How many years
Cool.
ago did they do the blacktop?
So you don't
From
want
here down there?
to
Yeah, I
sign.
mean,
I
not
can
very
cross it
quite a
out, put my
while, but
name
it's
on
crap, ain't
it.
it?
No, the
No.
one from
Thank
that
you.
was done from our town line into West Burke.
And that way,
Oh, that I don't
it
know.
was so we can.
I don't
That wasn't
remember.
done too long
I
ago.
don't think so.
Andrew
Andrew was
that
there.
way,
Andrew
Lauren
was
will
doing that.
see
Yep,
his
you're
name
right. That
there
must have been
to remind her to change
Marie.
his name and
You ought to. That one there was really
payroll.
annoying.
Really
Yeah.
broke up?
Well, a lot of the roads really got bad this year.
Yeah.
So, when a state guy comes to do this road up
No,
here,
a state guy comes.
yeah,
He's coming up.
here,
I think he's coming
right,
up 20.
April 6th.
It's April 6th.
Yeah, I think that's what
Okay.
she wrote me today.
One of the questions you want to ask him, or I'd like to ask him, and I may not be here, is that why if they put that kind of money in to a road, and then 4, 5, 6 years later, it's crap? Why don't they grind it or do something?
Cost more money.
But it's going to cost more money anyways. Daniel, that ain't
They,
hard farming.
I don't know. They're going to do that right out here.
Well,
They'll do a mill and fill right
what
out
is
through
it?
here.
Yeah, but
I think next
it's a
year.
waste of
Yeah.
money.
Yeah.
Well, they have better
Yeah.
pavement that would last twice as long,
This one's a lot
but
quicker because you'll have
it's all done
multiple
on a low
bids
bid
here.
thing. So the low
No,
bidder
or
gets
there'll
it
be multiple
and they
bid
have to
bids.
meet specs.
So like
But
it's
they could
that
make
what I'm
X
getting at,
number.
Bill, is just exactly what you're hitting on.
Yeah.
It's that these guys like it. It's like buying a car that's going to rust out in 2 years, because now we can sell another car.
Well, that's what they do with all the grindings. They just put it right back
Those are
through.
all
So, I mean,
over.
and there's
Yeah,
so much percentage that
they're
they can
going
put in
to
grindings. It's
the
not
same
like years
company.
ago with
Okay.
virgin
They'll
asphalt.
combine them and
Now they
charge a
just put a
check.
bunch of grindings
Okay.
into it. So you're getting the
Yeah.
road
Why
back
don't
in
they?
the road,
Yeah,
the
you're paying
grinding.
for your road again.
Why don't they just grind it in and leave it and then just go to the top of it? Cost more. It doesn't in the long run. Me and you will see that, but they won't see that.
Oh.
You can't talk them into that because whatever you
See,
like,
the
transportation
transportation's
guy
the
was busy
easier
the other
way
day. Yeah.
with
Yeah, I wanted to
permits.
really
Yep.
ask him, but
Yep.
I didn't think of
But
it
there's
quick
no
enough. He
limit
left.
for it.
So
Yeah, they
they
go
go
down
down
there
there
and
and that's about all he wanted to talk about because that's all he really got into was the transportation. I mean, there was a lot of other things people probably would have liked to know more about.
Oh, so you mean Camden Wells?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when they
I don't
come,
know. I
they
don't think
got
he would know
Camden
the
Wells
nitty
signed.
gritty of what you're asking.
No,
He
he
did.
probably wouldn't. But you can see my point, Bill.
Yeah. Oh,
Yeah,
yeah, I
it's
do,
a
but.
total waste of money.
Yeah, that wouldn't be
Oh, it
part
is. But
of that.
they think
And
it's an
I'll
easy
bring
fix. And
this.
so when you
Yep.
coplane, when they come in and coplane it and you look at it, all
Make
your cracks are
room
still going
for
to be there.
me.
So you just
And feel free to
bake,
look
it's
at
almost like
me
you're baking a cake
visually.
with cracks in it. It's
Yeah,
coming
and if you
back.
see something that
So if
jumps
you go
out to you,
replane
don't be
it
afraid
comes
to
out a
look
lot
at
better
it.
product,
And
but it's a lot more
I've
money
caught a
because
couple things
then you
where
have to
if somebody
put
already
your
there
base
was.
down. And then you have to put the hop down.
Taxi,
So
taking
it
out.
comes out to a lot more tonnage at the end of the
I
day.
know. I read years ago that they
So
have a
it
lot
gives you
better
space to
pavement.
have a multiple
Oh,
step
they
device.
You know, they can
Control.
make a better
Oh, they
that
can.
will last 20 years,
And
but
then
because they go on the
the
low
cost.
bid system,
It's all in cost. As long as they meet the bid specs, that's all that matters.
They don't put, they could put rubber in it, ground tires, and it would give it more flexibility. There's a lot of things they could do, but
This drives cost up.
yeah.
But it doesn't look,
You pay me now or pay me
pretty
later.
much, yeah.
You
Yeah, I
seem
always say reclaim.
you say
It
that
just,
we've all
you're
signed
getting a
it.
fresh base, and but
All right, John.
I guess run the reclaimer for 10 years, so I prefer the reclaimer over the coplaner. So like I said, if you coplane 2 or 3 inches off it, you look at it, it's coming back.
But it's like, I'm looking at it like they don't want to have it any better than they got it because they want to come back.
There you go.
And why is the state allowing it?
It just they meet their bid specs, and I'm
They
pretty
would.
sure this it's next year or the year after they're doing that here. I forget what it might be next year.
But when
Well, we can
you
find
but
out when remember.
that guy
when
applied
that
again.
the
Now,
electronic
maybe
payment
both districts,
individual for the AP.
both districts.
Well, no,
Oh,
he's
both? I'm not
yeah.
sure what
Okay.
one he
They used to
does.
have one that did both districts for a while, and then years ago it was just one here, and that was
They
it.
change it up so often, it's hard to keep track.
I think, well,
I don't
I
know.
know like Dale Barron did both
Did
Lindenville and Derby.
he? Eric probably does. I don't
Yeah, I don't
ask
know if,
him.
but
Yeah,
Eric isn't the head
because
one.
not, he's the one that I always deal
No,
with.
you're the
Eric
process.
Brimwell.
I understand it.
Eric Brimwell. I don't deal with Jason a whole lot. I think Jason may be the head one, but I can't remember who's head up there. But
Yeah, I don't
I just pretty much call Eric just because I can get any answer I need.
any discussion to okay.
Have you done this, Bill?
No.
I have finished it, but I wait for that one, then yeah.
I did
Those
have
were
a
the
wicked
only
idea,
three.
though.
Mom, were those the only three? Mary, Diane, and Amanda, right? That had come on.
We could do the hat trick.
Yes.
Hat trick.
And they're all
Oh, name out
gone.
of the hat.
Mom?
What a guy, manager of
We've
the hat
all
trick
gone.
thing.
Oh. Jason, don't know about
It's a
that.
good idea. We could do it next time. Just pull the name out of
We'll
the
get a
hat.
hat trick eventually.
Well, that was when they wanted to have
I
the oh,
just throw it out
nothing wrong with a good old hat trick.
there.
No.
That was done years ago, too.
You just be careful if he says, let's flip a coin. I'm pretty sure he's got a double-headed coin. Might look official, but.
You, well, this
I
indeed
haven't.
the, oh, you're gotten done
I
it
didn't
all.
yet.
Yeah.
Have you got to
I'm
have a
ready
hat?
for it.
Oh. So Jason, now on that town gravel pit, somebody needs to fill you in on that, and you really need to take a look to see what. Daniel's what the contract is that we have with the church and how it runs and so on and so forth. So you need to get filled in on that so
Yep, every you get a free minute, stop the shop. We can always go down there and go around a couple things
that. Okay.
and check. It'd be a little bit before we can get up to the pit or the town pit, but we can get into the south pit. Can check out the shop. Whenever you get free.
There's a contract too.
Just be careful. If he says you want to go to Abbott Hill, you're morning shop.
It's a long ways over there. You gotta go check the snow out over
Well,
there.
I just go down the other end of the lake.
Go
Go to Sutton.
to Abbott Hill. It's wild.
That's how we
They're having a hard time pushing it back to the grader.
yeah,
Select
and
village
that
anyway.
road by the fish hatchery has always been there.
I generally am working from home on Wednesdays, so Wednesdays are generally very flexible for me. So
Swing and check somewhere. Around somewhere.
Well, what day is April 6th?
It's on Monday.
It's a Monday.
Oh, what day was the state guys coming?
I April
think
6th.
it's April
It's
6th.
April 6th at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a non-decision day. Nothing. They just tell us.
No, they just come in, and we have to still probably end up doing a meeting because we have to sign
Yeah,
off some
they
paper.
ask how many miles road we have, how much month we spent summer and winter. It's not a.
No, I'm usually a bonus, like what he's got coming from the state for money for grants to help.
You see, you're
Yeah.
signing in my lane, but you'll learn. We have to have another lane for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There should have been five because but Peter wasn't here signing, so I just picked a lane.
Pick the one that was empty, right?
Russell used to jump Wayne Dillon. You never know where he was gonna. Everyone else kept a straight line. If he got him first, his wherever
He was in
he
the fast lane.
yeah. Well,
Somebody's got to be first, you
yeah.
know?
See, that one I did a better
But he
job
never
of
would
staying in the
stay
middle.
in. Everyone else tried to stay in a straight line. You'd find his
No.
initials where
Just
he in your line, and
just I
I
put
it
the
was
total
funny.
in.
Man,
Better
he was
job of
making a
600
lane
versus
change
the
on the
down
first race
first.
of the down payment.
It should be
I did the same thing as,
186,
huh? Yeah.
186,000, I would
He told
say.
me how to count, but he didn't
Oh,
tell me how to write.
186,000.
Yeah,
Yeah, I did the same
you can
thing.
find
Yeah,
it,
he didn't say
please.
that. I'm like, I don't know of any
I said,
18,000.
what do you
He's
think
like,
18,000 was?
something.
I did
Yes.
the same thing.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. Didn't
Yeah.
see
I'm like,
that
yeah.
there.
Right?
Got a really
Okay,
good
well,
buy
that's
on
done. I
There's
was
no
right
David
there.
signed on.
But just think that's probably the first
Yeah.
piece of equipment you guys have bought cash and
Did
not
you
had
do
a
the
loan
sign
for.
on?
Am I wrong?
David, did you do the sign on?
Yeah.
I bet I'm not wrong.
It might have been a
Oh,
long time since,
okay. I don't think
especially being brand
I because the loader they finance, because we have finance papers for that.
The trucks.
The
The
trucks,
trucks,
all
all
of
of it, even the white one.
it.
Good job.
Right?
The
See?
back hooking in?
Yeah. It's pretty
Hmm?
bigger.
The scoop a lot bigger.
Been a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That's a nice looking machine.
Yeah. You gonna try from try that? There you go. Come you can come play it. Learn how to use them. Perfect. Jump
Have
right
you
in.
tried
Yeah.
loading a load of sand with it or
Yeah.
anything?
We did the other day. We did just loaders down the transfer station.
Yeah, I
So we
saw
loaded
you.
Saturday with it.
It worked pretty good.
We use it to plow the beach too. Or we plow with the truck and then just
Probably the
build up the
truck.
thing with the
Yeah.
build up the bank
Yeah.
with it.
Truck's the quickest. Like in five passes, I'm done. It takes me 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Half the time, I have to stop because someone calls or someone's doing something. So that's, but yeah, it's each side. So like that backside parking lot,
But
five passes,
yeah.
five passes, five passes, and five passes. So, yeah, so.
We always use the grader on the beach. What do you use the truck on the beach?
The Freightliner. It's five passes. It's so wide. Yeah, it takes me five passes and I'm done. So. And then after we get the banks built up, I have to touch it. Just get the banks up.
Yeah, get the drifting to
Yeah,
drop
stop.
off right there. Have we approved all our minutes, or have we
We
made the
haven't
most of
approved.
them? We haven't approved any of those, but we can.
We did minutes, but.
Yes. So, payroll number, what is it?
I
Five.
forget. Five?
And select order.
And when the snow goes, I think we should
All
meet over
set.
to the
All in
beach
favor?
and
Ah,
maybe talk
okay.
about being able to extend that back a little bit. I think because there's quite a ways before it drops off. So I think you could take 10 foot out of that. Remember the
So
apple
how'd
trees
you
we
make
talked
out the
about?
parking lot?
The parking lot. The back of it, I think you could open it up in
And
10
do we need
feet
our
and
executive session?
get more
If
parking. Because there's if you look at it, there's a big it opens up before you get in actually to the
good.
swamp. There's quite a bit of room there.
The woman from the state, when I asked her last year, she
Are we
said,
done? We
don't
didn't
touch
make it.
anything
No,
there
yeah.
because
No. I'll make a motion that we
Ask the
adjourn.
wetlands
Second.
person. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, now we
What if trees are
expected.
dead?
She just said, don't make it any bigger because it's cost too.